America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
And I welcome you to the Monday edition of A Call for Revival. Heavenly Father, would you help us today and use us for your glory? In Jesus' wonderful name I pray. Amen. Now, we're dealing with a nation born in prayer. And I want to begin this week by talking to you about our command to pray. Our command to pray. I said last week that prayer is not optional. Now, many Christians go through their life, many born-again believers, and they say, "Well, if I pray, okay, and if I don't pray, I'm not hurting anybody but myself." But friend, that is not true. Do you know the greatest thing you could ever do for your grandchildren? Now, many of you love your grandchildren. That's where you are. You're that age. I'm at the age now that if I'd have had children, I would have grandchildren by now. And many people, that's what they think about, is their grandchildren. Do you know the greatest thing you could do for your grandkid? You say, "Well, go to all their ball games, and so they'll turn out right, and they'll know I support them." Well, that may be okay, but that's not the greatest gift you could give them. You say, "Well, I'll give them an inheritance. I've got a little money. I'll give them a piece of land, and that's good. There's nothing wrong with that." But the greatest thing you'll ever do for your grandchildren is pray for them. And friend, if we in America right now do not seize this opportunity to get with God in prayer, listen, I'm not talking about group prayer. I'm not talking about church prayer. I'm not talking about call 15 people and get them to pray. I'm talking about you as an individual. Spend some time in secret prayer for this nation. Now, I used to ask people to pray one time a week for a revival, and I still ask them to do that. But I don't need you to tell me you're praying for revival. I need you to tell the Lord. And I believe you ought to be doing it in secret. I believe that you personally ought to go to God and pray for our president, our vice president. You see, we're so politicized today. And I want to say today, we're not red states and blue states. I want you to understand that. We are the United States of America. We ought to pray for California just like we pray for Texas. We ought to pray for Oregon just like we do North Carolina and South Carolina. Let me tell you something, folks. We need God all across this nation. Let me give you the scripture. In the book of 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 1, Paul said, I exhort therefore that first of all, in other words, the priority is on prayer. Now, the priority in our churches today is on missions. That's good. There's nothing wrong with that. The priority today is on youth. There's nothing wrong with that. We need to educate our youth. The priority today is on our ministries, on our programs, and there's nothing wrong with that if it's done right. But the number one priority of all churches ought to be to get people praying to God individually. Not necessarily in a group, not necessarily calling 30 people and saying, "I need you to pray for me." That may be good, but God answers individual prayer. In Matthew chapter 6, you go read verse 6, "But thou," if you're a Bible student, you know when you see the word "thee" and "thou," it is individual. If you see the word "ye," it's congregational. But this is individual. "But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and pray that when thou hast closed thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." I'll talk more about this, Lord willing, tomorrow.
America,
you have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.